Is everybody ready? I don't think I've ever said that in my life. Face anybody for coffee and be embarrassed. Similar attack. I got hit, but I came back, and he keeps. to life.
That was Catskill's Amy Rigby from a live broadcast on WGXC performing at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill on Friday, June 16th.
This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC, and you're listening to WGXC Acra Hudson Catskill.
On Saturday, July 22nd, turn out or tune in to Wave Farm for a day of percussion at the Marimba Tree in celebration of Charles Staub's Churl Proscenium. Charles Staub's Churl Proscenium will be the 13th installation at Wave Farm's Art Park. And on Saturday, July 22nd, it'll be inaugurated from noon to 6 p.m. with a day of percussionist performances. Those percussionists include Lisa Stoneberg and Leah Bowden, Azuki Legba and special guests, Chris Corsano and Bobby Previtt. And Saturday, July 22nd's performances are part of Upstate Art Weekend, which is at Wave Farm and many other locations. Tune in or turn out to a day of percussion at the Marimba Tree in celebration of Charles Staub's Churl Proscenium, Saturday, July 22nd from noon to 6 p.m. in the Wave Farm Art Park in Acra.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit mohican.com.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, youth radio on WGXC 90.7, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Georgia, and I'm from beyond.
I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Claire, and I'm from and I'm from one of the rooms in my house.
I am from a room in the library.
I am in my room.
And we're all on the airwaves. Radio.
Listener supported radio for open ears. Oh wait, what? Why did I just say that?
I don't know.
And we're here this week to talk about books, as usual.
Books we love.
And that's what we're gonna do today, as usual.
Guess what's different about me today? For the listeners, it's impossible to guess.
I don't know.
You have your hair wavy?
Yes, correct.
I was like, something's different with the hair. I was like, is it?
I'm a better guess.
I'm doing good talk. I'm doing rock camp, and I wanted my hair to be wavy, so I put it in two braids after night, and then in the morning when I got to school, I took them out and they were wavy.
Wait, are you out of school yet?
It's session six break. I'm not out of school yet. It's just a break, and then we're going back to school. It's not the full summer break yet. We have a 1 month break in August.
What? You have a 1 month break? Why?
Because we get a lot of breaks in winter and in fall.
What school do you go to?
A Montessori school. We have a lot of breaks, so for summer it's only 1 month because we have a lot of breaks. My birthday is literally on like the last day of school, August 3rd.
Oh, it's very annoying. This is my first year at public school, and we don't have that many break. We don't, our breaks aren't that long, and we end June 22nd because we had 5 snow days, and we start August 30th. So summer break is basically only 2 months. But I am so excited because for most people out there that have awesome schools, I mean, I still love my school, but that's like the only thing I don't like about it. But for a lot of people out there, you're probably ending soon. So congratulations.
If you think that August is close, sorry.
Wait a second. You end school in August?
Mm-hmm.
What? What the heck?
What the heck?
Well, it's a short break right now, and then we're going back to school for the whole of July, and then...
What? So you don't get to do, like, any summer camps or anything?
Well, every single break we get a camp, except for a summer break. This is, like, spring break, and
this is a month-long break? Your school breaks are kind of odd, but I like it. It's, like, interesting.
We have, like... a few little breaks throughout the year where there's 1 week of camp and you get to choose which camp. There are like 2 camps that the school hosts. And then
so you, do you have to go to
a big break for summer?
Ooh.
What?
Do you have to go to one of the camps the school hosts?
No, you don't have to go to one of the camps. This one was weird because you could go to a morning camp and an afternoon camp, and usually it's just an all-day camp. But there are 2 day options. Rock camp.
Ooh.
I mean, for the morning. Rock camp or beating camp? I chose rock. Which would you
What's
choose?
BA?
I didn't say BA.
Oh, what did you say was the other one?
Beating.
Oh, I thought you said BA.
And by rock, you mean like rock and roll, not like rocks, right?
I'm going to make, which would you rather choose?
I don't honestly choose either. They both sound good. I like both of those things.
I think I used to choose rock camp because I did rock camp, and so far, it's been the best. I couldn't get to sleep last night because I wanted to go to rock camp again. And you get to make band art, and you get to print stuff out and color it in, and you get to play instruments.
So you're going back to school when?
June 26th, I'm going back to school.
Wow. That's a cool break system because then no one else is on break, and then you have kind of like anywhere you go to yourself. That's awesome. Mine is just like typical school system. We have kind of like a Christmas, Hanukkah, winter holidays kind of break in December. And that's like a week or two, depending on the year. And then there's like a February break, which is perfect for me because my birthday is like right during it. So
when's your birthday?
I'm on break for my birthday. I don't know if I should say, so everyone who's listening can hear, because I don't want any stalkers. I'll tell you after, though, but it's in February. And then we have spring break, and then we have summer break. And I am so excited because this week is our last full week of school. And then next week, we have Juneteenth off Monday, Tuesday, and then a half day on Thursday. And then I'm done! Except I'm kind of sad because I love my teachers. And this is the first year I'm not in private school.
I sort of like having my birthday at school because in my school, I did public school for 1 year in kindergarten. And birthdays, I never had my birthdays in school. This is going to be my first year. But I know it's going to be different than the public school ones because in public school, you just like bring some cupcakes and celebrate. But I'm excited because I go to a Montessori school and... there you get to like bring a birthday treat and everybody waits until you have the first bite, and then after you have the first bite everybody can eat them, and you get to bring like a poster that has like pictures of you when you were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then for example for me 5, 6, 7, 8, and then you don't have a picture for 9 because I'm turning 9. You just say, now what are your goals for the next year? You like hold a planet and you go around a special little rug. And you're like, so family, hold up.
That's awesome.
Tell us what happened next year. And then for me, for example, for me, for the next year, they'd be like, and Claire, what are your things for the next year that you want to do? And then you can say, it's now.
I love that. I went to Montessori for preschool, and that was actually pretty good.
but I'm really sad this year because this is the first year where I'm not private school, and at private school, you have like the same teacher for 3 years in a row. And I mean, I love my other teachers, don't get me wrong, but my teachers this year have been so amazing. And I'm so sad I'm not gonna have them next year because I love them so much. They're amazing. But I am pretty excited, but also kind of scared for next year because there are like two little people on my shoulder, kind of like in my head. I'm not actually, but not really like that, because one side is like everyone says, seventh grade is rock bottom. It's going to be terrible. You're going to have no friends. But then the other side is like, hey, you're not the new kid anymore. You have friends now. It's going to be so much better. And then I feel like it's going to be kind of both.
Me too. Like, the good things about being in the Luna Malls, which is like the other category, the good thing is I'm not going to be the new kid because it's my first year here. And in Montessori, like, sometimes people are like, you have to be in the first year here, so I'm not going to be, like, the new kid anymore. I'm going to be knowing stuff, and I'm going to be more responsible, and the Luna Malls get to do way much more crafts, like, way more crafts. But the other side says it's probably going to be a little bit stricter, and I'm not going to be able to see some of my little kid friends because they'll still be in the Monarchs, like, only be able to see recess. I'll only be able to see them at recess. And then some of my enemies are also in third grade, and they'll probably move up too. Although I think it's going to be kind of both, and I think it's going to be mostly good because I know some friends in the Luna Malls that are still going to be in the Luna Malls.
You know, I just want to say it's a bummer that you won't get to see your younger friends at recess, but you know,
able to see them at recess, but only at recess.
Oh, well, you know what? That's actually good because, I mean, it's okay. You can still do it because most of my friends I don't have classes with, and I only get to see them at recess and lunch. Speaking of summer, I am super excited because this summer the whole school is reading Insignificant Events in the Life of the Cactus, and it's going to be a whole school summer reading assignment, and I'm super excited for it. And so, yeah.
What's that book about? I recognize the title, but I don't remember what it is.
We haven't really had a meeting about it yet, but I think I read the description once. I think it's about a girl who has no arms and legs. That's all I remember, but it seems
that's
really
sort of creepy.
It's kind of cool, though. I mean, it's not supposed to be a horror.
Do you know if they were they born without legs, or did they lose them from an illness or an accident?
I don't know. I think maybe they were born without legs, but I'm not sure.
See? Read the description.
I don't have it with me.
So it is by Dusty Bowling. And here's the description. Avon Green loves to tell people that she lost her arms in an alligator wrestling match or a wildlife fire in Tanzania. But the truth is she was born without them. Oh. And when her parents take a job running Stagecoach Pass, a rundown Western theme park in Arizona, Avon moves with them across the country, knowing that she'll have to answer the question over and over again. Her new life takes an unexpected turn when she bonds with Connor, a classmate who also feels isolated because of his own disability. And they discover a room at Stagecoach Pass that holds bigger secrets than Avon ever could have imagined. It's hard to solve a mystery, help a friend, and face your worst fears. But Avon's about to discover she can do it all, even without arms.
That sounds awesome. So yeah, that's the book. And would you like me to share the one I was going to originally share today?
Sure.
Today, I'm also going to be sharing A Mango-Shaped Space by Wendy Mass. And I just started this one today. I'm only
A Mango-Shaped Space. A Mango-Shaped Space.
Yeah. And I just started this today. I'm on chapter 2, and it's really, 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 so far, at least. Thank you to my English teacher, once again, for letting me borrow this. And I will read the description. It's so good, and the description makes it seem also really good. So I'm excited to finish it. Mia Winchell appears to be a typical kid, but she knows she is far from ordinary. She's keeping a big secret. Sounds, numbers, and words have color for her. No one knows, and Mia wants to keep it that way. But when trouble at school finally forces Mia to reveal her ability, she must learn to accept herself and embrace this gift called synesthesia, or lose everything important to her. And that was A Mango-Shaped Space by Wendy Mass. And I actually have a friend who has this synesthesia.
It's where you can see color from numbers.
And sounds. Like, my friend, when he heard songs, he could, like, taste things.
Like what?
Well, his least favorite song was Roar. It tasted like dirty socks. But his favorite song by Billie Eilish, I think it was, like, Where Do We All Go When We Die? Or I think he said it tasted like marshmallows.
That's not a disability. That's a superpower.
I know. I feel like a lot of people think of it as a bad thing, but I find it so cool. Yeah. I think it's awesome. And they would, like, associate colors with letters and numbers and words.
That's like coding, except for you don't have to remember it. You just see it.
I know. It's so cool, in my opinion. I feel like that's awesome, but some people don't. And I definitely disagree with that. But
yeah.
It's really cool. So who would like to share a book next? Claire, what do you want to share?
So this is a bookish thing. So I'm thinking of at school starting a bookmark making club because I really like making bookmarks. So I'm making bookmarks for books because I find that I have so many books I'm trying to read. I'm trying to find something to put them in, and I just grab a piece of paper and then I draw on it and then boom. So I think I'm going to make a bookmark making club.
Did you say a bookmark making club?
No, sorry. A bookmark making company, just me.
Company, got it.
What is just me?
Just you, no club. Solo entrepreneurship. That's cool. So do you decorate them, like you draw on them? Or do you?
Yeah,
do you...
I draw bookmarks and then I sell them. Or like I ask people, like, do you want a bookmark? And I'm like, yeah, and I'm like, where do I want your bookmark? And then I design themes. Oh, I did a cool theme where this person did give me a theme, and I did red, strawberry, orange, yellow, lemon, green I think was zucchini, and then like the rainbow, but with the foods.
Cool. Well, I have a book I could talk about, a couple I could talk about. I'm trying to decide which one to mention. Well, I read a recent graphic novel release. It's a graphic novel memoir. I'm not sure. I think this one is more a memoir than some that are sort of fictionalized. But this one's called Family Style, Memories of an American from Vietnam by Tien Pham, who some of his work I've read before and really liked. But this is his first memoir. And I'm not sure what age group this is for. I think it could be middle grade or YA, but it follows Tien Pham's life sort of with some big gaps at times, but it's exploring his experience as a refugee and an immigrant to the US. And so it starts off as they are fleeing from Vietnam, and then they end up in a refugee camp in Thailand, and then eventually end up in the US in California. And it's structured around different foods and tastes that are tied to different memories from throughout his life. So it starts when he is on a boat as a refugee and the food that they brought with them, which was, I'm trying to remember, it was like a rice dish that had some fish taste in it. So it had like the saltiness of this fish. And like the sweetness of watermelon. And then there's some Vietnamese dishes throughout his childhood and adulthood, as well as other things like potato chips or a croissant. And yeah, it's a very interesting book. It's interesting to see like different time periods in life and what his family is doing to like live their lives and provide for their family. It was really, really good. And I can read the description, although I think I covered most of it.
That's not cool.
That says, a moving young adult graphic memoir about a Vietnamese immigrant boy's search for belonging in America. Tin's first memory isn't a sight or a sound. It's the sweetness of watermelon and the saltiness of fish. It's the taste of the foods he ate while adrift at sea as his family fled Vietnam. After the Pham family arrives at a refugee camp in Thailand, they struggle to survive. Things don't get much easier once they resettle in California, and through each chapter of their lives, food takes on a new meaning. Strawberries come to signify struggle as Tin's mom and dad look for work. Potato chips are an indulgence that bring Tin so much joy that they become a necessity. Behind every cut of steak and inside every croissant lies a story. And for Tin Pham, that story is about a search for belonging, for happiness, for the American dream.
That sounds so good. Yeah. That's just amazing.
Woo! On a totally different note for a graphic novel, I did want to shout out a Bound by Books favorite, longtime favorite of many hosts on the show, Nimona by N.D. Stevenson, which I can read the description to, but it is a graphic novel. It started as a webcomic and then was developed into
Could you show the cover maybe?
I don't have it with me, but it is, we've been talking for a while on the show over time about a potential animated version of Nimona, and it is finally coming out. I saw the teaser trailer, has a date. It'll be out at the end of the month on Netflix. So I'm really excited to see that and see how they adapted this great story into an animated film.
Story about what?
I will tell you, I will read the description for it because it has been a while since I've seen it. But so it's Nimona by N.D. Stevenson. It is, I'd say it's a young adult, but I think it would be fine for people that read middle grade books too. Let's see. Okay. Nemesis, dragons, science, symbolism, all these and more await in this brilliantly subversive, sharply irreverent epic from N.D. Stevenson. Nimona is an impulsive young shapeshifter with a knack for villainy. Lord Ballister Blackheart is a villain with a vendetta, a sidekick and supervillain. Nimona and Lord Blackheart are about to wreak some serious havoc. Their mission? Prove to the kingdom that Sir Ambrosius Goldenloin and his buddies at the Institution of Law Enforcement and Heroics aren't the heroes everyone thinks they are. But as small acts of mischief escalate into a vicious battle, Lord Blackheart realizes that Nimona's powers are as murky and mysterious as her past, and her unpredictable wild side might be more dangerous than he is willing to admit. Ba-ba-ba. And it was like a National Book Award finalist. It was a bestseller on many
lists. And now they're turning it into a TV show?
It's a movie. So it's not a series, but a movie.
That sounds amazing.
That's actually watching because my mom said that I couldn't watch a movie tonight.
Well, it's not out yet. It's out at the end of the month. Mm. The very end of the month. But I'm excited because for a long, long time, for a while, there was a series in development. And at some point, that got dropped. And then all of a sudden, it was in development again. So I'm glad it's finally happening.